This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's an odd feeling as I am getting ready to wrap up the Piano Man farewell tour, me playing Piano Man on the harmonica. This must be what Billy Joel felt like when he was wrapping up his residency at Madison Square Garden.
I'm sure it's exactly the same. Sure it is.
Tammy and producer Jessica, and apparently many of you, are so tired of only hearing me play Piano Man on my harmonica that they begged me, and I'll say forced me, to perform a farewell tour this whole week. I've been going to places and playing harmonica, and it's getting a little tired, getting a little old.
Is it getting old for you now?
Not really much for me,
maybe
for people who are forced to hear it. And especially my girlfriend, Sam.
Sure. But I mean, I imagine that maybe you're starting to go, gosh, I just did this. Boy, this is getting a little meh.
Yeah, I get it. You don't have to force the point down my throat.
I'm not trying to.
I stayed close to home this time.
Hey, guys. It's my Piano Man farewell tour today at the world famous Carlsbad Farmers Market. Here you go. That's all Sam will let me do.
So yesterday, I get a text from my girlfriend, Sam, saying, let's go to the Carlsbad Farmers Market. It's a Wednesday tradition.
Nice.
And I said, well, you know what that means?
Well, she's thinking, all right, fresh produce, maybe some fresh baked bread.
Flowers.
A jam or two.
Mm.
And then you heard jam and went, I got the jam for you.
No, I literally texted, you know what that means? And I put dot, dot, dot. And rolled her eyes. She's so tired of me. I'm sorry, of the tour. And she has to film it every time. You know, she's the one who's recording it for me.
I love it.
So she's looking forward to this more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So I got one more day tomorrow before I wrap up the final performance of the song Saturday at Baja Ricks.
Yes.
Part of our, and I know you're going to want to get there early now. It's our Country Fest pre-party.
It starts at 3, and we're going to have tickets to give away for Country Fest, and we have meet and greet passes for you to win as well, which means you have a chance to meet all of our artists, Justin Moore, Nate Smith, and Warren Ziders.
But most importantly, I'll be playing Piano Man for the last time in public.
Just once, or are you going to like play it at the top of the hour
each
time?
I'm not going to play the whole song. I'm tired of you guys complaining about it.
Okay.
I'll play the chorus. Right. We'll have a big sing-along.
Excellent.
Maybe people will wipe a tear away. I don't know.
Farewell. Bye-bye, Piano Man.
Whether or not you hate the song, whether or not you love the song, we want you to come to Baja Ricks before you go to KSON's Country Fest. 3 o'clock, right across from Petco Park. And you can still get your tickets to KSON's Country Fest at KSON.com. Cannot wait for Saturday. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. All over my socials yesterday, reading reactions from people that were watching the Grand Ole Opry 100th anniversary celebration. It was actually called Opry 100, a live celebration honoring 100 years of the Grand Ole Opry. Bringing tears to people's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Countless performances that were just so emotional. emotional for people.
And so many great performances. When you get, you know, artists who get to perform their, you know, their newer songs, but when they're singing classic country songs, it just takes it to a whole new level. Who do you want to hear? You want to hear a little bit from Dierks Bentley and Jamie Johnson? Little Charlie Daniels. Also,
God, they sound great together.
Oh my God, they sounded fantastic. So did Keith Urban doing a classic Crystal Gayle song. I love this.
I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. See, it is untrue. And don't it make me cry.
Right?
He's so talented. That just makes me sick sometimes.
And how about Luke Combs? How about Luke Combs covering George Jones, the Grand Tour?
Oh, now she's gone forever. And this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew.
I think, my opinion, but I happen to think it's correct, I think Luke Combs is the best vocalist in country music.
I don't know. I mean, because I'm thinking...
Who's got a stronger voice?
Chris Stapleton, maybe?
I'd say Chris Stapleton's more distinctive, more soulful. Yeah. But I think it's as far as just power and... I don't know. My opinion.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. No, there's no denying it. I think, though, that there's a few males that are in there that... it would be hard to pick. It'd be hard to pick. Anyway, Dolly Parton couldn't be there, and she sent a video apologizing for not being able to. And it was a really cool moment when everybody got on stage and sang I Will Always Love You together.
Featuring Reba at the end.
Hey, John, how do you think Reba reacted when she was asked to sing that at the Opry? I'm going to be the producer. Okay. Hey, Reba, we'd really like you to perform at the Grand Old Opry at this 100th year celebration. It's going to be fantastic. What do you think, Reba?
What do you want me to do here?
Come on.
I love your Reba.
Come on. I love it when you do Reba.
I'm not doing Reba.
No, John's Reba. Because even though you don't sound anything like Reba, we know exactly who you're trying to imitate. That's why it's good.
I'm going to jump on that stage like a June bug on a hound dog.
That's better. I know.
I'm so sorry, Reba.
No, I love your Reba.
She'll never join our show again. It's been a long time since she has, man. She's a superstar.
Yeah, wow.
833-287-1037. We've got tickets to Boots in the Park, and we want to send you there. All you got to do is take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and maybe even possibly win $100. Call now. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
John, I know that getting ready, well, I guess I'm assuming getting ready for something like Country Fest on Saturday is probably pretty easy for you. I mean, you don't sit and like think, oh, God, what am I going to wear? Or do you go through a little bit of that?
I mean, I'm as look at me. I mean, I'm as I'm,
what does that mean?
I don't know. I mean,
it's gonna be like, which black shirt do I pick?
To answer your question, I have not yet thought about what I'm going to be wearing on Country Fest Saturday.
You know, since we're going to get Warren Zeider's Padres hat to temporarily replace his Team from Up North's hat. He agreed to do it just because we're going to be at Petco Park. I think it's perfectly acceptable for you to be decked out in Padres.
We'll see.
And you look good in it. So
okay,
why not?
Enough. Anyway.
Okay. So when it comes to women, we're not quite the same, especially when it's going out to a concert and getting ready for things. I know Jess was really upset having to have her hair appointment rescheduled.
I haven't had my hair cut or colored since October.
And that's a long time.
That's
when you do
really
it all the time.
Really long time.
Yes. Hold on. It's March.
I know.
You haven't
had
a haircut or anything since October?
Yeah, like in the beginning of October too. I know. I let my hair go for a long time just because I'm cheap, mm-hmm. and I just can't afford to do it as much as I would like to and keep it up. So I let it go for a little long. And this time I let it go way too long.
Okay. So now you are going to focus on yourself and allow yourself to have that hair done today.
Yeah. I have my hair cut today. It was supposed to be Saturday. It got canceled and rescheduled for today. But here's the problem I'm now running into.
Okay.
I also had something else scheduled tonight. And so now I'm thinking I might have to reschedule my class tonight. And so, unfortunately, I might have to reschedule my pole dancing class, which is such a sentence.
Oh. No. No, I did not just hear that correctly. You had a pole dancing class.
I remember when you signed up for this.
Yeah, I had been putting it off and putting it off. I really wanted to try it out. I put it off and I finally said, okay, this date I'm going to go and go to the pole dancing place. And I've been so excited about it. The only ones they have available are at 8:00 at night. So it was a stretch anyways. But now I wouldn't get home because of my hair appointment. I'd be working, going straight to my hair appointment at 4:00. And then I'd probably just go straight to the pole dancing class by the time I was done.
I love that sentence.
You guys, this is the weirdest.
I know.
So I'm sorry. I'm prohibiting you from skipping your pole dance class. I want to hear about your pole dance class.
Okay.
You can get your hair cut any day. I mean,
no,
yes, you haven't had it since October.
No.
You got to cancel your hair appointment.
No,
you got to go to the pole dance.
Absolutely not. Country Fest is Saturday. She's not going to be able to get in before Saturday.
So schedule for the next day.
No. Trust me, this was already hard enough to get this rescheduled appointment.
It's not like a barbershop where within a day or two you can get an appointment. When you have someone specific that you go to, it's a much harder. And yeah. I understand, Jess, because you're getting ready for Country Fest, you want your hair done. I am disappointed to not hear about the pole dancing.
No.
I mean, I'm going to do it eventually, but I can't fathom getting home till after 9:00 tonight because I wanted to go to a pole dancing
class. It's the sacrifices we have to make in life, Jessica, and I'm disappointed in you. I'm sorry. I'm disappointed. Your hair can wait. You can wear a hat. Wear a cowboy hat.
Oh.
Problem solved.
Oh, that is true.
No, the hair needs to be
done. Hang on, Jessica, 1 second.
I didn't think about the cowboy hat.
Come on, don't you want to hear about the pole dancing?
I do want to hear about the pole dancing class, but I'm a female, and I know what it's like when you've put off having your hair done for so long and you don't like how it looks. It's hard, I get it. But you could wear a hat.
Ponytail, hat,
no.
Bandana.
No.
Pole dancing!
Oh, God.
I'm a big mistake. Big mistake. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSLM.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
And El Cajon. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, Ashley, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, will you please leave?
All right, good luck.
Ashley, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tam, you get $100. Thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Ashley, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
The Happy Gilmore 2 teaser was released ahead of the July release, and Adam Sandler is dusting off his clubs and his Bruins jersey for the sequel. What sport do the Bruins play?
Hockey.
True or false? Instagram is the most followed account on its own platform.
True.
Bad Bunny is appearing as the new face of the Calvin Klein men's campaign. Jeremy Allen White was the fall 2024 celebrity. Jeremy stars in The Bear. What network airs The Bear?
Oh, gosh. I've never even heard of that. Hulu.
The O.J. Simpson estate rejected Kim Kardashian's bid to buy a Bible her late father gifted O.J. Simpson. How many siblings does Kim have that are also the children from her late dad and Kris Kardashian's marriage?
Okay, hold on. Let me think about this. 3.
And finally, Will Smith has apparently been eyed by Netflix for his next roast after the Tom Brady roast success. Will slapped Chris Rock during the Oscars in what year?
Oh, man. 2017.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Ashley, what you got going on today?
Oh, just working. Nothing exciting.
Yeah? All right. Ashley did 4 out of 5, Tam. Did
yes.
real well. Tim, the Happy Gilmore 2 teaser was released. It'll be released in the movie will be released in July, and Adam Sandler's dusting off his clubs and his Bruins jersey. What sport do the Bruins play?
Hockey.
That's right. Boston Bruins. Ashley knew that 1-1. True or false? Instagram is the most followed account on its own platform.
I'm going to say false.
No, it's true. The most followed account is Instagram's own account. The most followed person is footballer Cristiano Ronaldo. It is now 2-1 because Ashley said true. Bad Bunny is appearing as the new face of the Calvin Klein men's campaign. Jeremy Allen was the fall 2024 celebrity, who, of course, stars in The Bear. What network airs The Bear?
Hulu.
Hulu is absolutely correct. 3-2, Ashley guessed and guessed correctly.
Nice job.
The O.J. Simpson estate rejected Kim Kardashian's bid to buy a Bible her late father gifted O.J. Why? Why don't they just give back her Bible? I don't understand. His Bible. It's her father's.
Well, it was gifted to O.J., I guess. I guess it's O.J.'s.
Yeah, O.J.'s not even there anymore.
Property. I know.
I'm pretty sure O.J. wasn't reading the Bible. You know? In between murders. How many siblings does Kim have that are also the children from her late dad and Chris Kardashian's marriage?
Three. She has three siblings that were her father's.
Yes. Courtney, Chloe, and Rob. What's Rob doing nowadays?
I don't know.
Anyway, Ashley also knew that. It's 4-3, which makes this very interesting. Tammy, you got to get this right.
Yeah.
Ashley did not. But if you don't get this right, Ashley will win $100 of your money. Good luck, Ashley. Timmy, Will Smith has apparently been eyed by Netflix for the next roast after the Tom Brady roast success. There's no way he's going to get it. There's no way he's doing that, is he?
I don't know.
Will famously slapped Chris Rock during the Oscars in what year?
Let's see. I'm going to go with 2022.
In 2022 is your guess, and that is absolutely correct. Wow. Ashley.
Man.
Ashley. Ashley.
So close.
I know, man. Did you guess that, Tammy? Yeah, obviously.
Well, I knew it was within the last couple of years. But
wow. It's all about the guessing this morning in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Ashley, unfortunately, Tammy's guess forced a tie, and that means all ties go to Tammy. No money from Tammy today, but a great prize for you.
Yes, a pair of tickets to Boots in the Park. It happens April 5th. Stars Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee.
Woo-hoo. All right, Ashley. Drive safe, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever experienced mistaken identity? Somebody came up to you and said, oh my God, Roy, I haven't seen you forever. You look great. And you're not Roy. You don't know who Roy is.
Or maybe you thought someone was someone else.
It happened to Luke Bryan. He posted this on his socials.
What's up, y'all? It's Luke. So, story of the day. Stopped by to get some snacks from a gas station. This kind of big guy tatted up. He's just staring me down. I'm like, oh yeah, he recognizes me. I walk up to the counter. He goes, man, God, dude, you look just like Blake Shelton. You're not Blake Shelton, are you? And I said, I'm not Blake Shelton. He goes, you got to get that all the time. I was like, you know, every now and then I get it, but he goes, well, you're his doppelganger. And like, you know who he is. He's on that TV show. I said, yeah, I know who he is. And he goes, could you imagine what it would be like to have Blake Shelton's money?
833-287-1037. Matthew, have you ever experienced mistaken identity? Maybe someone thought you were someone else, or you thought someone was someone else?
So I was at Alpine, at the Albertsons in Alpine, and I saw one of my buddies, his doppelganger. I thought it was my buddy Kevin. It turned out it was a completely different person. But this guy was the spitting image of my friend Kevin, and I thought for sure. I walked up to him, I said, "Oh, hey, Kevin Schwartz, how's it going, bud?" And he goes, "Who?" So that's what happened to me.
Matthew, if Tammy would have saw your buddy look like Kevin, she would have ran up to him and said,
"Any chance we can to play that, I'll do it."
I swear to God, I was at Cordiano Winery years ago with my daughters and my then wife, and saw this beautiful blonde-haired woman who was missing an arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sure it was Bethany Hamilton,
yes,
the surfer. I was literally about to go up to her and tell her how much I admired her.
Yes.
My daughters were like, "No, it's not her. I mean, I'm telling you, it's her." Mm-hmm. We just watched the movie. I'm telling you, it's her.
And it was not.
It wasn't her. It was the wrong arm.
Oh.
Yeah, my daughters still make fun of me for that, but I was just about to really embarrass myself. 833-287-1037. Mistaken identity. You were so sure that that person you saw was somebody that you knew or somebody famous, and it's not. And you embarrassed yourself, or were you mistaken for somebody else?
There was one time, John, where there was a group of girls who for a little bit thought you were Eric Church.
Oh, stop.
Well, you were wearing your Eric Church outfit.
I don't have an Eric Church outfit for the thousandth time. You know how to push my buttons so
amazingly. I love seeing it.
You know, you'd think I hadn't worked with you for 25 years.
But they did, didn't they, for a little bit?
Okay, well, yes, Tammy is accurate. We were in Memphis, Tennessee, as opposed to Memphis, Ohio. And we were walking out of a hotel.
Uh-huh.
It was an event that many country stars were at. And that means there were lots of autograph hounds. I walked out with my sunglasses on, a jacket.
The whole Eric Church look.
And three women came running across the street, like literally right at me. And they stopped when they saw me. And if you would have seen the disappointment on their face when they realized
they
wasn't Eric Church.
They wanted Eric Church. That was not like that.
Stop it.
You had your hair buzz cut like Eric did at the time. You had the same green jacket that he wears. You had the same sunglasses that he wears.
You make me sound so lame. Like, I purposely tried to twin myself.
You didn't do it to look like Eric Church. You just did look like Eric Church from a distance.
He's like 6 inches taller than I am.
From a distance, I said.
I look like Eric Church's roly-poly cousin.
Oh, my God.
I do. Just ask the three women.
Jelly Church?
Jelly Church. That's funny. 833-287-1037. Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Some poor guy had a mistaken identity case when he thought Luke Bryan was Blake Shelton. He was in the same neighborhood, I guess.
I guess, yes.
Caitlin, share your mistaken identity situation.
Yeah, so I guess we're talking 22 years ago. I was dressed up, went in to the diner locally, and they swore I was Drew Barrymore. And they fed all of us, and I signed a fake autograph, and then I admitted who I was because I was a regular, and they laughed and enjoyed it, and it was a great night.
So you've been told that before?
Well, yes.
Really?
No, yes.
I mean,
to the point where people would only call me Drew because they're like, "You are Drew Barrymore."
Man.
I love how you just played off it. Why not?
Must be rough to look like Drew Barrymore. I look like E.T., not Drew Barrymore.
John.
That's true. Bye, Caitlin.
Bye.
Matt and El Cajon, what's your mistaken identity situation?
James Hetfield from Metallica.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
So you thought someone was James Hetfield, or someone thought you were James Hetfield from Metallica?
They thought I was.
So are you like some big buff dude with tats and a big mustache?
I didn't have tats back then, but I had long hair and a big mustache.
That's pretty cool.
Did you kind of run with it for a little bit, or?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was going to get me.
Yes, go on.
I knew that was coming. That's great. How long did you let it go on?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that was 10 minutes that you were a rock star, man.
I mean, one of the best rock stars ever. Cool. Thanks, bro. Good story.
What was her reaction, by the way, when you told the truth?
She was fine with it. She was cool.
All right.
So you got a date?
No.
Oh, bummer. No. Bummer.
You know what? James would have, bro. James Hetfield would
have. Hey, John, you know, when I see you Saturday, we're going to have words.
Thanks, not James. See you Saturday, bro.
That's awesome. That's great. I can't wait to see him. Saturday night, Country Fest. Get your tickets right now at KSON.com.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. Nate Smith is part of our KSON Country Fest show. That is this Saturday. Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders, along with local favorites, the Morgan Lee Band, all part of the bill. You can get your tickets at KSON.com.
I want to just say, don't wait for the day of the show because prices will go up. Oh, so if you're going to
good advice.
Get them now.
Also, remember, we've got our pre-party at 3 o'clock at Baja Ricks, right across from Petco Park. Country Fest is at Gallagher Square, KSON.com. We hope Nate Smith shows up. He might be losing something. He has a history of losing things.
I'm looking for my car keys, actually. I put them on top of my roof of my car at the gas station like an idiot. And, like, I drove off, and like, I've been driving down the freeway trying to find them.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What a gigantic pain in the ass that is.
This is bad. This is bad, guys.
Nate Smith and Tammy are texting chums. He's never found those keys, has
he? Nope, he never did. I asked him a few months later, and he was like, nope, never did find him.
Turns out Nate Smith has kind of a habit of losing things.
So Nate Smith posted what he called story time. As he was traveling, he ended up losing his carry-on. He realized after he had used the restroom that he didn't have his carry-on with him as he's traveling. So he traced back his steps, went to the bathroom. There happened to be a bathroom attendant there at the airport. He asked the guy if he had seen it. He said he hadn't. He said the bathroom attendant came out and said, dude, what if you never actually had it in the bathroom? Maybe you need to retrace your steps. So that's exactly what he did. He went from place to place, thought he was never going to see it again, when an airline employee helped him find it actually at security is where he forgot to grab it after he went through.
So after this story came out about his airport issue, I posted a little joke on our KSON Instagram and said, dear Nate Smith, we hear you have a hard time with misplaced items. First, you lost your car keys while on the phone with us. Now you misplaced your carry-on at the airport. When you get here for Country Fest, we're bringing you some Apple AirTags. It's because we love you and not because we're trying to parent you. We swear.
We're not trying to parent you. I love it.
To which he said, you know what? I accept the help.
Oh, he responded.
Yeah, he responded.
Well played.
And he said he loves us. So I bought some
Hold on. He said he loves us?
Yeah, he says, I love y'all.
Aw, yeah, nice.
He loves us. I bought an Apple AirTag with a little old keychain attachment that you can put the AirTag on. We will be bringing it to him.
Can dumb guy ask a question? What's an Apple AirTag?
Okay, an AirTag is something that you stick on something, whether it's your wallet, your phone, put it in your luggage, mm-hmm. Put it in a child's backpack if they walk to school. You know exactly where that item is at all times.
Oh,
you can you can track it. Just like if you had AirPods, you can put it on your phone, you can track where they are.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
So. Okay, so at least we know now that Nate Smith will be at KSON's Country Fest, and we want you to be there as well. Warren Zeiders, our headliner, Justin Moore. Tickets are available right now at KSON. KSON.com. The day of the show, ticket prices are going to go up. So don't wait any longer. Tomorrow might be payday for you, so why not? It's a very reasonable show. Go to KSON.com.
Also, John and I are going to be at Baja Rick starting at 3 o'clock on Saturday before Country Fest. And guess what? We have meet and greet passes for you to win. So come on out, say hi. We'll pre-party a little bit at Baja Rick's before Country Fest this Saturday.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, let's say good morning to Delia, who's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Delia.
Good morning. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous, honey.
What a wonderful name. Does it mean something?
No, it's my grandmother's name. I believe it's a very old name.
Well, it's very, very lovely. Congratulations on having a very lovely, unique name from a guy named John.
I like John.
Oh, that's very sweet.
A lot of great people named John. Stop ripping your name.
Exactly.
It's kind of a boring name. I always wanted to be a Kevin. I don't know why. I just did.
Because you want me to do this.
I do.
That's why.
Delia, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Okay, coffee, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Delia, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, yeah? You'll get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. Custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also need to remind you, Delia, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Today is National Proposal Day. True or false? Valentine's Day is the biggest proposal day.
True.
Happy birthday to the late Fred Rogers. What children's show that ran from 1968 to 2001 is Fred Rogers known for?
Mr. Rogers?
More than that?
Oh, my God. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
There we go. You did it. The creators of How I Met Your Mother were looking for a Jack Black or a Vince Vaughn type to play the role that eventually went to Neil Patrick Harris. What is that character's name?
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't watch that show.
Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow and Timothy Chalamet will be starring together in the upcoming film Marty Supreme. It's based on a professional table tennis player, but it's not being called a biopic. Timothy starred as Bob Dylan in what Oscar-nominated biopic?
Bob Dylan. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, and finally, a 4-year-old Indiana preschooler went viral after her mom shared on social media that she carries around a photo of Dolly Parton in her pocket daily after being obsessed with Dolly. When her outfit didn't have a pocket, her mom had to get creative with tape. What Dolly song is inspired by a true story of her childhood where her mother sewed her a coat from fabric scraps? The song's lyrics reflect the bullying she faced at school for wearing it.
Oh, my goodness. I heard this song before because I saw a documentary on it, and I can't remember it.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Delia, please do not apologize. I am so sorry. Let's get Tammy back in. And Delia, what do you got on the schedule today? Tell me something good.
Okay, I am going to work.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good to have a job.
Definitely, yes.
Do you like your job?
Yes, I do like my job.
That's good. Good for you. Delia did 2 out of 5 today, Tam.
Okay.
Tim, today's National Proposal Day. True or false? Valentine's Day is the biggest proposal day of the year.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. Can you guess what is?
I'm thinking Christmas or New Year's is what I'm guessing.
Well, Christmas Day is number one. Then Valentine's Day, and then New Year's. Delia went, unfortunately, with true 1-0 Tammy. Tammy, happy birthday to the late Fred Rogers. What children's show that aired from 1968 to 2001 is Fred most known for?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
That is exactly right. Please, if you've not seen the Mr. Rogers documentary, not the Tom Hanks movie, that was good too, but the documentary about Mr. Rogers, it's maybe the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I watched it on an airplane.
Did you cry?
The guy next to me asked if I was okay.
I know, you cry. But it's a good cry. It's a really good cry. It's a beautiful, beautiful documentary.
The end? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Anyway, it's 2-1. Tammy, the creators of How I Met Your Mother were looking for a Jack Black or Vince Vaughn type to play the role that eventually went to Neil Patrick Harris. What is that character's name?
It's right on the... It's not Bernie, Tammy. Come on. It's right there. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Bernie is...
Barney.
Barney.
You're so close.
I know. I couldn't quite pull it.
Oh, by the way, Delia, that documentary, in case you're wondering, is called Won't You Be My Neighbor. Came out in 2018.
Okay. It's lovely.
It really is. Thank you. Back to the college. 2-1. Gwyneth Paltrow and Timothy Chalamet will be starring together in the upcoming film Marty Supreme. It's based on a professional table tennis player named Marty Reisman, but it's not being called a biopic. Timothy starred as Bob Dylan in what Oscar-nominated biopic?
That's right on the tip of my tongue, too. And oh, my God, it's right there. Something unknown.
A complete unknown.
Complete unknown, dang.
You were there. You were almost there. Still 2-1. And finally, Tammy. A 4-year-old Indiana preschooler went viral after her mom shared on social media that she carries around a photo of Dolly Parton in her pocket daily. She's obsessed with Dolly. When her outfit didn't have a pocket, her mom got creative with tape. What Dolly song is inspired by a true story of her childhood where her mother sewed her a coat from fabric scraps? The song's lyrics reflect the bullying she faced at school for wearing it.
It's a coat of many colors.
Coat of many colors. Delia remembered the song, knew the song, saw it on a documentary, just couldn't remember the name.
We're in the same boat today, honey. We're dancing right around everything.
I think I misspoke earlier. Delia only did 1 out of 5 today. So today we finished with a score of 3-1, Tammy. Delia, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get a great prize.
We're going to send you to Boots in the Park, April 5th at Waterfront Park, starring Old Dominion, Chris Young, Tyler Hubbard, and Parmalee.
Yay!
Delia, we'll see you out there, okay? Have a great, great day. We appreciate you playing. Before you leave, however, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Delia in Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So Jillian is in Santee, and Jillian has an uncomfortable, albeit interesting, but uncomfortable dilemma that she wants to share with us. Go ahead, Jillian.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening. I don't know what to do. This has been really weighing heavily on my mind for the past couple of days. So this all kind of happened Saturday night. I'm a mom, and my son is in softball with a local league. And, you know, me and a few other moms and stuff, you know, our kids play softball together Saturday and Sunday. And we spend most of the weekend with the other parents, you know, like kind of a little group. One of the moms had a party, which is, you know, pretty usual. And we'd all been just hanging out for a little bit, drinking a little bit. I mean, not a lot. So I walked away from everybody to just take a call. And then one of the dads walked outside with me to get something. He stopped me and he says, "You are so amazing and beautiful." Must be joking. I kind of laughed and I said, "Well, you know, you're great too. I'm so glad we're friends." And before when I knew what was happening, he grabbed me around the waist, he kissed me, and I just kind of froze in place. I didn't kiss him back. And then he realized what he had done, and he just said he was sorry, he backed away. He said he thought I was attracted to him too. And I told him that I'm very much in love with my husband and we're both married.
Oh, whoa.
He just started saying that, you know, he just drank too much and it was a mistake, and said he was very sorry and just like, forget it, never happened, which is kind of impossible.
Do you think he had too much to drink? Was he pretty schnockered?
I'm not the best judge of that, but I don't think so. I don't think anybody was drinking that much.
So you figure he just said that to cover up his embarrassment and the, you know, inappropriate thing he had just done?
Yeah, I guess so. It seemed, I don't know. I mean, he seemed to really reel it back really fast once he kind of realized I was not on the same page. I feel terrible, and I didn't tell my husband because I don't want to cause a problem that would, like, destroy our whole friendship group. I don't know. I feel really guilty.
This is a drag because you did nothing at all wrong. You should not have to feel the way you're feeling right now. He forced all of this on you. And now you're worried, obviously, how, if you do tell your husband, you know, how he's going to react and what he's going to do and the questions that he's going to have. Not to mention, he might want to go kick the guy's ass,
right?
Too. I mean,
and
you never know.
And you're also worried about the repercussions that move down because, like, the kids love hanging out. You don't want the kids to be a part of that. I totally understand your dilemma. Let's throw it out to KSWN loyal listeners because they're really smart and they can give you some advice to at least know which direction to go. 833-287-1037. What do you think Jillian should do? Should she tell her husband about what happened with this guy? And what's your advice for her?
Jillian, can you mind hanging out? And we'll just see what our KSWN loyal listeners have to say. They can point you in the right direction, maybe?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, awesome. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Jillian is in Santee. She's married, and she was hanging out this weekend with her husband and other softball families as their kids were in a tournament. They were having a party, and then one of the other softball dads did this to her.
Before, when I knew what was happening, he grabbed me around the waist, he kissed me, and I just kind of froze.
So it's not our typical lover list. She's wanting to know, should she tell her husband? She's worried about, will that affect the kids then who always hang out together? 833-287-1037. Alicia in Alpine, what is your thought?
I think she has to tell her husband. They need to be on the same page. Whether they decide to share with the couple, that's up to them. But you can't keep that from your husband.
Yeah, agreed. Thanks, you, Alicia.
Debbie in El Cajon, what are your thoughts on what Jillian's going through right now?
It's fine because we always have a past, and hugging is not a big deal. My ex-husband said, as long as you don't, it's okay. Just, if you do, just don't come home.
Well, your husband's quite the poet. Thanks. Okay, Debbie, thank you.
Anthony in Spring Valley, what do you think? What's your advice?
Yeah, she should tell him.
Yeah, tell her husband.
Yeah, you know, because it'll be better, you know, the relationship, be honest.
Kevin in El Cajon, what's your advice?
I'll just put it this way. I have a beautiful wife, and it's very, I would say, for other guys to come on to her like that wouldn't be a stretch. And I know that my wife would handle it correctly. And if she did, I wouldn't expect her to tell me.
Hmm. Oh, interesting point. Thanks,
all
Kevin.
All right, thank you. Let's go back to Jillian.
So, Jillian, first of all, we want to say sorry that this happened to you. This is in no way, shape, or form any of your control, and it's a drag that you have to deal with it.
Yep.
That said, you heard what our KSON loyal listeners have to say. What's going on in your mind right now? What's Jillian telling Jillian?
You know, thinking on it more and giving it that time to settle and, you know, going over the thing. You know, this is like it's a lot bigger than just, you know, kids having friends and, you know, keeping the peace. It's bigger than that. It's my marriage, and it's what kind of person I feel like. If I feel like I am the kind of person who, you know, is truthful, then I have to do this. It doesn't matter if it's going to cause, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. You can't stand the thought that you have to even think about this. And in my opinion, you do need to tell your husband. And, you know, have to get this figured out, because he's not someone that you clearly want to hang around. And that has nothing to do with the kids. You know, the kids can still hang out and do whatever. You just, you know, once that guy knows that your husband knows and you know, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm thinking, how many times has this guy done this in the past? I mean, what about his wife? She should know, too, probably.
Or even if he didn't, he needs to sit with that uncomfortableness. Like, I can't believe I did that.
All right, Jillian. Yeah. Well, I mean, so you're going to tell your husband, and I hope, I mean, you said it yourself. You're very much in love with your husband still. This was none of your control. This was none of your doing.
I just hope that there's, you know, that we can have a conversation about it, you know, and actually talk about what happened. And not just jump to the worst case scenario. I don't know. But I know that if I say something, it'll at least take that off my mind.
Right, 100%. Thank you for sharing your story this morning, honey.
Yeah, good luck, Jillian.
Thanks.